everyone. You're tuned into Harpistry. I'm Valerie Green. Happy St. Patrick's Day. We've got an hour of music from the Emerald Isle, starting off with the Chieftains from their recording live in Belfast.
On the 17th of August, me mind was elevated. There were multitudes assembled with their tickets at the station. Me eyes began to dazzle, and I'm going to see the races with me. Whack, all the do, all the diddly idle dame. It's there you see the jockeys, and they mounted up so stately in pink and blue and red and green, the colour of our nation. When the bell was
wrong for starting, all the horses seemed impatient. You'd think they never stood on ground, there's people so amazing. With the fold-a-diddly-idle-day, there were multitudes of people there of all denominations, the Catholic, the Protestant, the Jew and Presbyterian. Yet there was no animosity, no matter what persuasion, but smiles and hospitality inducing fresh acquaintance. With me right, fold a do, fold a diddly idle day. With me right, fold a do, fold a diddly idle day.
From their recording titled Firewire, we heard Moira Nahahaseg on harps and Chris Newman on guitars. We heard the triplet hornpipe followed by Reel for a Water Diviner. And before that, we heard from the Chieftains from their recording An Irish Evening, recorded live at the Grand Opera House in Belfast in August 1991. We heard a piece titled Miscellany, which is a medley of the theme from Tristan and Isolde, Shuishan Ban, Good Morning to Your Nightcap, The Galway Races, and The Jolly Tinker. And, of course, the Chieftains are made up of Martin Fay on fiddle, Sean Keane on fiddle, Kevin Conniff on bowron and vocals, Matt Malloy on flute, Paddy Maloney on the Uilleann pipes and tin whistle, and, of course, Derek Bell on harp, timpan, and keyboards. Next up, we're going to hear a little bit of sibling revelry from the Casey sisters.
Thank you.
From the appropriately titled Just Harp by Leisha Kelly, we just heard Waltzing Daisy. And at the top of that set, we heard from the Casey sisters from their recording Sibling Revelry, with Moira Nihahasig on harp, piano, and keyboards, Noleg Casey on vocals, fiddle, viola, and tin whistle, and Marriott Nihahasig on vocals, fiddle, tin whistle, and low flute. We heard the first medley was Slip Silver and the Surround, followed by Stay Where You Are, You Rogue, The Housekeeper and Petticoat Loose. And we also heard the medley of The Men from Mallow and McCarthy's Hornpipe. Next up, performing a composition by Vincent Kennedy, we'll hear the Meath Harp Ensemble.
Thank you.
from Kathleen Loughnane. Her recording is Harp to Heart. We heard the medley of Madame Maxwell and Courtney's Favorite. Before that, we heard from Dervil Finnegan on harp and Robin Slater on flute from their recording Enchanted, a piece entitled King of the Fairies. And at the beginning of that set, we heard the Meath Harp Ensemble from their recording The Chronicles of Meath, a piece entitled The Hill of Tara and the Hill of Slane, which was composed by Vincent Kennedy. And Vincent says in his liner notes, the Hill of Tara and the Hill of Slane face each other in the Boyne Valley. The Hill of Tara is where the Druids crowned the kings of Ireland and carried out their other ceremonial rites. St. Patrick lit a paschal flame on the Hill of Slane in direct opposition to the Druids in the 5th century. He goes on to say, in this movement, I've set up these opposing forces by having two themes play against each other. The first in G in 3/4 time sets out its claim and is interrupted by the second in B flat in 2/4 time. This to and fro alternating goes on for a while until the notes meet in a more direct musical battle, which uses all the notes on the harps in an atonal way and on also the wooden surfaces. Each theme makes a play to be the dominant one. A dominant one emerges and the other is subdued, but not lost, rather adds to the dominant. So the traces of the Druidic tradition remain until the end, a pointer that pre-Christian Celtic elements are being rediscovered. Next up, we've got music from Grainne Hambly and William Jackson, both performing on harps. Thank you.
I say. I swear my love is as fair a young man as fair as any the sun shines on. And how to say of him sentence for to die. As he rode out through the streets of Derry, I'm sure he rode upright manfully, being much more like a commanding officer.
Last two tunes are by Moya Brennan and Cormac DeBarra from their recording Voices and Harps. We heard The Streets of Derry, followed by My Match is a Makin'. Before that, we heard from Grainne Hambly from her recording Golden Lights and Green Shadows. We heard a medley of Patsy Tui's and Maud Miller, which is a set of reels, and a set of slip jigs called The Aran Mountains and Lana Face Slip Jigs. And we also heard from Grainne Hambly and William Jackson on harps at the top of that set from their recording Music from Ireland and Scotland. We heard Elizabeth Kelly's Favorite. This has been Harpistry, produced in the studios of KRVS at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. I'm Valerie Green. Until next time, thanks for joining me on Harpistry, and have a very happy St. Patrick's Day.
We celebrate Manfred Honeck's 10th anniversary as music director on the next Pittsburgh Symphony radio broadcast. Jim Cunningham here, hoping you'll join me as we bring you a concert from Maestro Honeck's debut season as music director. He conducts Bruckner's Symphony No. 4, plus Garrick Olson plays the Beethoven Piano Concerto No. 4 from Public Radio International.
Monday night at 7 on KRVS.
Je savais pas, a show that reveals something about a creative endeavor that you wouldn't know from the initial observation. Tuesdays, 1:30 p.m. or online at krvs.org.
From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette Lake Charles. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.